Chapter 6. Sherlock Holmes talks to the Duke. At 11 o'clock the next morning, Holmes and I were in the Duke's office at Holderness Hall. Mr. Wilder came to speak to us. "The Duke can see no one today," he said to Holmes. Holmes looked at him coldly. "The Duke can see me," he said. "Please tell him that I am here." After half an hour, the Duke of Holderness came into the room. He looked older, tired and ill. "Well, Mr. Holmes," he said. Holmes looked at James Wilder. "I can speak more freely without your secretary here, sir." "Very well," said the Duke tiredly. "Please, James." James Wilder gave Holmes an angry look, but he went out of the room and shut the door. Holmes looked at the Duke. "You are offering, I hear, £5,000 for news of your son." "True." "And another £1,000 for the name of the kidnapper." "True." My friend smiled. "I see your checkbook on the table, sir." "I would like to have your cheque for £6,000. "Mr. Sherlock Holmes," the Duke said angrily, "what is this about? Do you have news of my son or not?"
"Oh, yes," said Holmes.
The Duke's eyes never left Holmes's face. "Where is my son?" he said quietly. "He is, or was last night, at the Green Man Inn, 3 kilometres along the road to Chesterfield." The Duke fell back in his chair.
"And the name of the kidnapper?"
Sherlock Holmes's answer was a very surprising one. "You," he said. "And now, sir, your cheque, please." The Duke stood up, his face white and angry. Then he sat down again and put his face in his hands. It was some minutes before he spoke.
"How much do you know?" he asked.
"I saw you with him last night," said Holmes.
"And how many people know about this?"
"Only I and my friend here, Dr. Watson." The Duke took out a pen, opened his checkbook, and began to write.
"When I made this offer, I didn't know..."
He stopped, then began again.
"Are you and your friend going to talk about this, Mr. Holmes?"
"I don't understand you, sir," said Holmes.
"I mean, nobody needs to know about this little family mystery. Just you and your friend Watson. Look, here is my cheque for £12,000.
Holmes gave him a cold little smile. "I'm sorry, sir. There is a dead man in this case. You remember?"
"But that wasn't James," cried the Duke. "He knew nothing about it. He was very, very unhappy when he heard about the killing."
"Murder," said Holmes.
"But James wasn't there. And when he heard about it, he came to me at once and told me everything. Oh, Mr. Holmes, you must help him. You must. He is not the murderer. The murderer ran away last night.
Holmes smiled again. I have a little more news for you, sir. The police met Mr. Reuben Hayes last night at Chesterfield Station. Mr. Hayes is not running anywhere for a very long time. The Duke looked at Holmes with an open mouth.
You know everything, he said. But I am pleased to hear about Hayes. He was always a bad man. And that news can only help James.
James, your secretary, said Holmes.
No, sir. My son. James Wilder is my son.